I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom,
what's up, everybody? My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm your friendly lawyer lady economist here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, one and all. I'm joined, as I am every Thursday, by my special guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in politics. And Tom and I, I'm going to speak for both of us here, are very pleased and humbled to bring back to the Maggie Dawn Show Wisconsin's very own Senator Tammy Baldwin. Welcome back to the show, Senator.
It's great to join you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to speak with you. And for such a momentous and positive, wonderful reason, and that is that the bill that you sponsored, the Women's Suffrage National Monument Location Act, was signed this past Sunday by President Joe Biden. First of all, as a woman, thank you. Tell us what inspired you to introduce this bill. How did you build bipartisan support, and what we can expect next?
Yes. Well, a few years back, when we were heading to the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, we were doing a lot of bipartisan planning and a lot of bipartisan work with the women in the United States Senate to give that incredible anniversary proper recognition. And that's how I also got involved in the effort to place a monument that focuses on women's suffrage on the National Mall. And interestingly, my bipartisan co-sponsor of the bill, co-lead on the bill, is Republican Marsha Blackburn of the state of Tennessee. And we paired up. I led the bill, representing, of course, the first state in the union to ratify and make sure that women would have the right to vote. And Marsha Blackburn, representing the state of Tennessee, which was the last state to ratify the amendment. And that was sort of bookending.
Yes.
So we teamed up on that. And I will tell you, I think there was universal support for a monument. What there wasn't universal support for, which drove me a little bit to distraction, was placing that national monument on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. And so our opponents weren't opposed to the idea of this monument, but just the placement of it. And yet it was so important to me, and I think I speak for my my Republican co-sponsor on this, that when people visit the National Mall, and that's over 24 million visitors per year come to the National Mall, there's a gaping hole. There's no monument or museum or tribute that is dedicated to women. And so this will be the first. And I think it's going to be so meaningful to so many who come to see our nation's history and inspire our future, to see themselves represented as part of that. So it was really exciting to finally pass this into law. We passed it through the Senate in the final weeks of December. And this is going to happen.
Finally, I'm going to throw it to Tom for a question in just a moment, but I wanted to make this observation, Senator. The location matters, right? Location, location, location. So thank you for fighting for women's suffrage to have a place of primacy and importance on the National Mall. And it is a bookend, not just because of Wisconsin's notable places. The first state we put a guy on a train to get him there first with our ratification of the 19th Amendment. There's a wonderful story there, as well as Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee being the last state to do so. But also, finally, in the state of Wisconsin, our accomplishment of getting a statue of Belle Phillips in our Capitol building. There's so much symbiotic echoes here in so many ways. So thank you you so much for that. I wanted to ask you one question, and then I'm going to turn it over to Tom. This seems incredibly poignant, not just because of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment and women's suffrage, but especially because there are certain extreme voices that have been amplified in a new way in recent, in the recent 6 months, a year, that actually have very clearly opposed women's suffrage. Your thoughts on that juxtaposition as we approach the inauguration of our next president and vice president?
Yeah, well, that's a, let me unpack that a little bit.
Please.
In response, because, you know, this is happening at a time when in recent years, women have lost significant rights of bodily autonomy, the right to choose. We have seen the implication in the Dobbs decision from the United States Supreme Court that that's only where they started, and they're coming after other things next, like maybe contraception or IVF, but things like that. So it's really important that we highlight the progress that has been made over time and commit through this monument and through other activities to continuing that Congress and to continuing that progress, but also to try to enshrine in law some of the rights and freedoms we've lost. And yes, you are talking about high profile voices that would not necessarily want to repeal the 19th Amendment, but are passing laws at the state level that would make it more difficult for certain people to vote. Mm. You've heard it said, certain people don't want certain other people to vote. And so we have to be vigilant. Very much that's, it's a very important time to remain vigilant about the rights we've won, because we've seen in recent years that we cannot just take them for granted.
Folks, that's Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin talking about the signing just this past Saturday of a bill she co-sponsored with Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee that Joe Biden signed on Saturday to have a women's monument to our suffrage movement and our franchise on the National Mall. Tom, my co-host, do you have a question for the senator?
Yes, I do. First off, Senator Baldwin, great to see you again. And then my question really revolves around the impact that the Vietnam Veterans Memorial had on the mall. And it was making that, you know, allowing those veterans to feel like they were able to finally be part, be able to come home. But also it serves as, I think, a huge component of the education of why that war happened and why it was so important to remember it. Do you feel like this monument, this memorial, so to speak, will have a similar impact?
I certainly hope that it will. And I think about my first time many years ago to see the Vietnam monument, the Vietnam War monument on the Capitol Mall, and the names, this wall with names, and how so many people looked up somebody they knew, somebody in their family, somebody they went to high school with. And you could do, because of the way it was designed, you could do, you could put a piece of paper over it and take out a pencil and do a, basically get that name and bring it with you. And so the interactive nature of it was also extremely powerful. I hope that this monument to women's suffrage will not just be a look back at history, but will inspire folks for the future. Mm. And that is really exciting to me. And to have so many people who have visited the mall in the past, seen the 40 some monuments, museums, et cetera, that are on the National Mall, but not seen themselves. Now every young girl, every child, every adult who travels to our nation's capital will see themselves reflected there. And that's really, I think, important to both our present and our future.
Awesome. Yeah, that's outstanding.
Folks, that's Senator Tammy Baldwin talking about the Women's Suffrage National Monument that, given her actions and in thanks to her, will now be hopefully in the near future on the National Mall. Senator, I wanted to give you an opportunity to address an item that has been very prominent in the news of late, and that is the House's passage of the Lake and Riley Act, which will now be before the Senate. Where is your thinking standing on this? Democrats have had a variety of viewpoints. We've heard from the House now. Now the Senate will have an opportunity. Where's your thinking at as it stands today?
Yes. So we actually are going to have a vote on whether to bring the bill to the floor for debate and for amendment this afternoon. And I plan to vote to bring it to the floor. But I think that the bill itself, sadly, is flawed in how it is written, and that it needs to be perfected. But I also think that this is an opportunity to remind folks that we need to have a much broader discussion about immigration, about border security. I'm hopeful as we take up the first measure that we're going to take up during this session, that my Republican colleagues who have just taken the majority in the Senate are going to be willing to look at amendments, have a broader discussion about Dreamers, about border security, about really important topics that we must tackle. But also, again, I think the underlying bill is, as drafted, is flawed, and I wouldn't support it in its current form, but I do want to give the new majority an opportunity to work with us to actually consider amendments. And we'll see whether they're genuine in their offer to try to work on important topics in a bipartisan manner.
Thank you, everyone. That is Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin. As always, a pleasure to speak with you. My thanks to you. And we'll be watching as the Lake and Riley Act proceeds in the Senate. Folks, keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.